Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're joined in the studio with Jennifer Gray. Jennifer Gray is a community outreach coordinator for Access of West Michigan, and they're doing a kickoff for their Hunger Walk on March 20th, which is a Tuesday, and the Hunger Walk is in May, and the kickoff is to generate walkers for the Hunger Walk. Can you tell us a little bit about the Hunger Walk and the history of the Hunger Walk?
I would love to. The Hunger Walk is in its 35th year, and it is all about raising awareness about the issue of hunger, both locally and internationally, and raising funds, getting people out on a beautiful Saturday morning in May. It's a wonderful thing that our community does to help people who are struggling with hunger, and the funds go to, this year, actually 24 different agencies that are working to help people struggling with the issue of hunger.
Now, who are a few of the agencies who will benefit from the Hunger Walk?
Well, we have God's Kitchen. We have several of our food pantries in the Access Food Pantry Network, John Knox and United Church Outreach Ministry. We also have Salvation Army Booth Family Services, Senior Meals, Kids Food Basket. We have some community after school programs for kids, summer programs and after school. We also have a homeless youth outreach program. So it really kind of runs the gamut in terms of ways that agencies are helping people. The common denominator is that they're all feeding people in one way or another.
Sure. So. And that's the important thing.
Yep.
Now, Tuesday, March 20th, you're doing the Hunger Walk kickoff. Where is that happening and what exactly is going to take place at the kickoff?
The kickoff is at the Access office this year, and we are currently at the corner of 28th and Kalamazoo in the CRC headquarters building.
Okay.
It's a big building there right across from Meyer on 28th and Kalamazoo. We're going to meet there, and we're going to have representatives from all of the agencies there who are going to, some of them are going to be sharing a little bit about how they're working in their communities and their neighborhoods. We're going to have all kinds of tips for folks who want to create teams of walkers, whether it be in congregations or in businesses and organizations. So we'll have tips, we'll have inspiration and motivation. We have online fundraising again this year, and so we'll be giving a little tutorial in that for folks who want to hop on that bandwagon and raise funds online, which is a fantastic way to get support from people you know all over the country and even all over the world, and not just your own little local neighborhoods.
Well, especially with the use of social media these days on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep, it's a fabulous way to get support and tell people what you're doing and what you care about and get people interested in the cause.
So who are the typical people who come out to walk, and what is their motivation and interest in walking?
You know, for 35 years, it has been people of all walks, all ages, all income levels. We have really, for the most part, been sort of the faith community in Grand Rapids, the faith community's response to hunger, but we are really opening it up to anybody and everywhere. It has been that way for many years. It's a fabulous family event. So this year we're doing a 5K walk, and that's, you know, if you want to push a child in a stroller, we allow bikes. You can bring your dog. You can, you know, do whatever you want. Just get out there and walk. We're happy to have all kinds of folks. We have troubleshooters who are in vans and cars, and they are traveling the route so that if anybody needs help at any time, we can shuttle you back to the starting point or to the car if anybody has any kind of issue. We're there to make sure that people are safe and taken care of. So, you know, it's a great thing to do if you are just, you know, wanting to maybe even start an exercise plan. You can, you know, start walking and make the, you know, May 5th your sort of goal to get out and do a 5K. It's really a great walk.
Sure. Well, I had the opportunity to do it last year, and it's very much a beautiful experience on many levels. So I certainly would encourage people to take the time to, you know, commit to doing something like that if they are able to. Now, Access of West Michigan, what exactly is Access's mission?
Our mission is to end hunger and reduce the impact of poverty in Kent County. And we started about 30 years ago. There were many cuts to federal programs, cuts to the social safety net. And so community leaders and clergy in Kent County got together and said, what can we do about this? We kind of have to work together to make sure that we are serving struggling people in a way that kind of maximizes our resources and eliminates duplications and make sure that we do it really efficiently and really well. And so Access was birthed out of that.
Okay.
From that point, we have a couple of programs now. We have our Hunger Response Program, which is really, I think, what most people, if they hear Access of West Michigan, they probably think of the Food Pantry Network.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 75 food pantries and 12 pantry resource centers. And those pantry resource centers are in neighborhoods in Kent County, and they do a lot more than just food. They have all kinds of programs that really help lift up the people in their neighborhoods, whether they are, it's job training or after-school tutoring, English as a second language. They might have clothing pantries, just all kinds of different programs. So that's our Hunger Response Program. And
sure.
we support the pantries through food drives and other means, getting volunteers involved. We have a holiday giving network where we give out between 7,000 and 8,000 baskets between Thanksgiving and Christmas to families who might not otherwise have a holiday meal.
Mm.
So we have all different programs that we use to help support the pantry network.